Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. They say in Washington that Russia's President Vladimir Putin is stacking up more and more military and diplomatic wins. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken Timmerman in Washington is our broadcast partner at that location, and he says that Vladimir Putin today is the real leader in the Middle East and across that part of the world as he continues to stack up more military and diplomatic wins.
I think that's correct. The Russians are, I hate to say it, Jimmy, but they're running circles around us. They really are. They're winning in Iran. They're winning even in Turkey, where a year ago they were at loggerheads with Erdogan and his regime. They've made up with Turkey. Our government, our administration under President Obama, just seems to be standing aside and allowing this to happen. Now, I've got to say, it's not as if we are back in the Cold War. It's not true. Russia, under Vladimir Putin, is not seeking to exercise global dominance. They are not on the hair trigger's warning of a nuclear conflagration with the United States. It's not true. That is no longer the case. You don't have hundreds of thousands of Warsaw Pact troops poised to invade West Germany as you did during the Cold War. But what you have is a very wily Russian president, a very adaptable Russian president, you know, poking and jabbing like a boxer. He's looking for entry points and where he can land a blow. Not just against the United States, but against whoever might be his opponent. Again, I mentioned Turkey. You know, he was landing blows against Erdogan until he saw a bigger strategic opening, and that was to end his fight. And so he basically got a technical knockout over Erdogan, and now the two are working together. I think that's a pretty smart policy. As Donald Trump says, you don't have to like the Russian system, and I certainly don't like it any more than Donald Trump does. But you do have to acknowledge that Vladimir Putin has been a very effective leader, much more effective than, unfortunately, our own president.
Ken Timmerman in Washington, looking at Vladimir Putin and his leadership role, especially in the Middle East. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Vladimir Putin, as the leader of Russia, could be the Gog of Ezekiel chapter 38. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ezekiel 38 foretells of an alignment of nations, a coalition that will form and will be led by Gog in the land of Magog for the purpose of trying to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Magog is what we know as modern-day Russia today. Gog would be the leader today, and today that would be Vladimir Putin. Russia, under Vladimir Putin as their leader, is in the process of forming a coalition to try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Putin's leadership and his relationships with the Middle East say that the stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...